Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Hockey fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your place for all the finals action. With over 50 high-def TVs, large screens, and a 16-foot wall screen, you'll see all the action. Enjoy food and drink specials and sign up to win a jersey. Visit realtimesportsbar.com.
$0 due at inception, plus license, title, and dock fee. 36-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 2.0 Turbo ATS and a 24-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 SRX. State sales tax included in prices. Chicago residents require use tax. 10,000 miles per year plus 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offer good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Illinois residents lease a 2015 ATS courtesy car for $289 a month with no down payment and sales tax included.
$289 a month, no down payment, sales tax included.
Or a 2015 SRX courtesy car for $319 a month with no down payment and sales tax included.
That's right, $319 a month, no down payment, sales tax included. Forget that fast talking Z copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Now open Saturday for service.
Hawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks trail the Lightning 2-1 in the Stanley Cup Final after falling to Tampa 3-2 last night at the United Center. Coach Joe Quenneville said losing the draw and the game-winning goal killed the Hawks.
Big shift after goals either way. You know, they should be excited about being out there. Now they got it to the net and loose puck and then ended up in the back of our net. So it was, you'd like to be going the other way after a draw, but certainly those have got to be, can't give up that type of goal.
Johnny Oduya left during the second period last night before returning in the third. Still no word on his condition. Hawks will try to even up the series tomorrow night at the United Center. To baseball, the White Sox will try to take two in a row from the Astros tonight at the Cell. Carlos Rodon will be on the hill for the Sox. He's still looking for his second win this season. 7-1, Dallas Keuchel will go for the Astros. In the MLB draft last night, White Sox took pitcher Carson Fulmer with the 8th overall pick. Cubs, meanwhile, today agreed to a minor league deal with reliever Rafael Soriano. Soriano stands to make $2 million in base salary, up to $4 million with incentives, according to Gordon Whitmire. Cubs manager Joe Maddon talked to Spiegs and Goff today, and he says he's hoping the Cubs can settle the closer situation sooner rather than later.
And of course, if you have the guy that's just going to lock it down, that's always wonderful, and you do that because, quite frankly, it permits you to really plan out the first 8 innings a little bit more easily. When you don't have that, you're always, saving somebody for these last three outs, and you're trying to figure out who those last three outs are going to be. So I'll never say that it's not better to have that guy if you can.
You can hear the full interview with Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. In the MLB draft, the Cubs took two outfielders with their first two picks last night. Northsiders took switch hitter Ian Happ as their first pick in the draft. John Lester going for his fifth win on the season tonight. He'll face Annabelle Sanchez in Detroit. To the NBA, admits that referees missed some of their calls at the end of Game 2. Specifically, they missed two calls where LeBron James was grabbed by Warriors players. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in Cleveland. Series all tied up at one game apiece. Tip tonight is at 8. In World Cup soccer, U.S. women sit at the top of their group after beating Australia 3-1 in the opening match for the World Cup. Next up for the U.S. is Sweden on Friday. France and England currently underway. France leads that match 1-0 at half. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com. Join Lawrence Holmes broadcasting live Thursday at Riverside Pizza and Pub. Come out and enter to win great prizes, brought to you by Sam Adams. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the scores tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Astros on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Julie DeCaro, our wrestling expert and update human today. And she will be around for a little bit of Boards and Bernstein. I just read on the Twitter machine. Thank you to our guest today, Mark Lazarus from the Chicago Sun-Times, not the president of NBC Sports who wants hockey players to shave their beards.
You ever see Mark Lazarus wrestle?
No.
Have you seen him box?
Oh, my God.
Is that official that he actually said he wants him to shave? Oh, did he really say that?
What just happened? Yeah. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with my guy here?
Spiegel,
what have you done to him?
Me?
Yes, it is Spiegel's fault.
I just enabled him to be comfortable.
I'm with him Let's see their faces. It looks awful.
Why don't they? Why don't you?
Congratulations, Jason. You agree with that guy.
I agree. I want him to stop too.
I've said it for years. It's
hockey
dumb.
Stupid. I mean, stop. Jeez.
It's a fun tradition. What the hell?
It's not anymore.
Why is it not fun?
It's
not fun anymore for you.
It's perfunctory now.
I love that. All fun should be run by you.
It's not fun.
No. You're not going to be this guy today because you're the guy who said Kanye West should be ashamed of himself.
I was judging their expenditures.
So which one is it?
That's
he can't have his fun with his money.
For renting the Staples Center?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Come on.
Right. What? That's different.
No, it isn't.
Yes, he is judging the quality of someone else's enjoyment.
No, I just think it looks bad.
No, well, you just said it's not fun anymore.
Well, it's not fun for me. It looks bad.
No,
they all look bad.
I think you tire of it after a while, and I'm tired of it a long time ago.
Shaved yesterday, but I love playing games with facial hair whenever possible.
Yeah?
Any chance that I can get, I'd do it. Get scratchy. Get funky.
I can't do the grape face because, you know, you can't trust a brother without a facial hair.
Well, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, for real.
What did you call it? What face?
The grape face.
What's that?
Like a grape. And your face is bald like a grape. It's very, very simple. I don't know.
Is it shaped?
I don't go second layer with the second level with the comedy.
There's no innuendo there.
It's right there in
your
face. Yeah,
but I can't do it now because I see all the white. I would look like Maximilian Schell.
That's what it is. Mine is solid white, so that'll never happen.
I got the Billy D jumping off. If I don't go get a haircut at least by Friday, I'm going to look like Dick Gregory.
I've seen a picture of Stephen Colbert on his hiatus here.
No.
Full-on white beard. Yeah. Full-on white beard, and he put
That's
on a captain's hat.
Age.
Captain's hat and held a pipe and took a picture. I think it might
like
be
Joe
Madden.
Avatar. Give Joe Madden the captain's hat.
Gregory, by the way, still hasn't eaten.
Joe Madden was indeed our other guest on this show.
Yeah,
Jay Zawoski,
yeah,
Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers and do a great job. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Mike Florio, Steve Stone, and more. Got an NBA Finals game tonight, and Shep and I among those going over to check out Carlos Rodon and Dallas Keuchel down the street for the White Sox and Astros.
Poor Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, man. We were talking about during a commercial break. He can have a Hall of Fame career, and I will never say his name. And by the way, the guy who texted up and said, you don't feel a way about that, but you said Trevor Van Reems died. Different thing, buddy. Different thing, you jerk.
You just know that obviously Dallas grew up in an area where it just wasn't even an issue and not even considered.
Or else they would have done something about it.
They would have changed it to Kuchel or something.
I thought it was.
Keuchel.
I'm not even gonna try. That's all you, Speaks.
Okay, I'll let it go. Mm-hmm. So I wrote.
No, don't let it go. You can say it for the show.
Five years ago today, I rode an elevator with Jack Skilly of the Blackhawks, and then Shep mentioned that he and I rode an elevator with Dan LaFever after he had just been drafted by the Bears.
Ooh. He's still on the elevator, I think. They put him back there.
Hawk was on that elevator, too.
Yeah, that's right. Hawk, yes. Hawk and LaFever. But LaFever's the one we remember. This text, I rode in a Lincoln, Nebraska elevator with Bill Callahan in 2004. And here's another one. I met Moses Malone and Dino Raja in an elevator.
I, too, met Moses Malone in an elevator. I did as well, New Orleans.
Yes. I rode a House of Blues elevator not too long ago with Tim Jennings. So there's that.
That's not Moses Malone. You're going to have to get a little taller timber than Tim Jennings.
You just said Dan LaFever.
Yeah. I didn't say Dan LaFever. I wouldn't get in an elevator. First of all, I wouldn't know who he was.
You know who should have ridden that elevator at House of Blues?
Who's that?
Corey Crawford.
Well.
Ride that
something,
up.
Something else that Corey shouldn't have been riding too. But that's not why you called.
Oh, don't get me started there. Oh, boy.
You guys ever see...
Stone Pony.
Oh, boy.
you guys ever see a goalie who can barely stand?
Okay. Yeah, don't let right. Joe Team Noah
you
in pads.
You can't lose to a cripple. Yeah. You can't
He could
lose.
Barely move. He couldn't get from side to side.
Yeah.
How do you lose to a crippled goaltender?
Good night, everybody.
That's like me getting out of a chair that's a little too low to the ground.
A beanbag chair or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But that is the most important position in team sports. The guy is on one leg and you lost.
Yeah. Like one of those beach chairs that's like only like 8 or 12 inches off the ground.
I struggle with it sometimes. If I sit down in one of those, the newfangled folding chairs at my kid's baseball game that everybody sits in, the nylon ones with the plastic frame.
Oh, those are the nuts, man.
But they're very hard to extricate yourself from sometimes.
Yes. What are you, 90?
Imagine being a goalie.
A kindergarten class where the desks and the chairs are 2 inches off the floor and you're like, I don't want to hear about how bad my kid is. I just want to stand up straight because my back hurts because of this damn classroom. No, he had one leg last night.
Did he have a kid in there?
Yeah. No, who knows?
Who knows?
He had one leg and he beat you. In hell I thought he was coming out for the second period.
I tweeted that. I said something weird is going on with this guy. Clearly he can't. I mean, it was right to left. He couldn't dig his edge in.
And it's his left side has been an issue since the middle of the last
glove
game.
Hand too.
They wanted to claim diarrhea.
I don't think that causes that.
Diarrhea
limits movement, and I would never move.
And every time, Terry, it seemed like, he can't read his lips because he's got a goalie mask on, but every time it seemed like, I put in his brain, like, he was like pushing himself like, oh, come on.
Stop
shooting already. Guys, can we block a couple more of these? Like, they blocked 19 shots, too.
Somebody
at the rebounds early. I mean, he was just spitting out pizza after pizza.
The Lucy's right there for you.
Leaving half of the net open, and they couldn't get it because they couldn't sustain the pressure and get people in front of the net and stuff. So, like, if I don't know why anybody would claim diarrhea, but if you're claiming it...
$3,000 claimer.
somebody tweeted this last night. I forget who it was. Said, like, I would avoid the five hole on Bishop.
Just hit that button. Everything, you know, comes out.
Is that a five hole? Is that the three hole? What is
it's
that?
Possible to have everything. I mean, he might have had all that. He had bad stomach and bad wheels and all that. But the stupidity of, I looked at his eyes and saw he had the fire and the passion.
Did you hear what? Cooper during the game says, well, he's tall. It's a little tough. He looks awkward getting up. I'm like, you got Dusty Cooper.
He's lying
out here
on his face.
He died.
He died. It's like a soccer game.
He did a snow angel, and no one made a bigger fuss out of it. It's like, he was just embellishing
a
little bit.
Well, they had a bunch of chances and missed every one of them. Guess that he was. Yeah, he was half dead, and he can't move side to side when he's healthy. If you notice,
right, he loses his net often.
Losing.
Mm-hmm. Overslides.
Yep, he overslides, and that's when he's healthy.
There's a terrific stat that Jay gave us from earlier that I think feels very relevant to me. It's the under Coach Q, they're 30-30 in the first three games of a series, and they're 40-14 after that. No, but hold on, I know you can. I'm sure you'll find things to mitigate it with. But think about this: that they get better and smarter as a series goes on because they're a smart team and they figure out what they're doing. And Q finds a matchup that works, whatever, finds a hot thing. Also, they need the pressure. They need that back against the wall thing. And it's embarrassing, but that's what they need sometimes to show up for the full game.
My unscientific way of looking at the Blackhawks has been, and under this regime with these guys here, will be this. Until they've lost the series, I expect them to win it.
There was the Roberto Luongo theory. Remember we got into it one day, me and this goof right here, because he kept saying, I believe Roberto Luongo is going to lose. And this is before everyone could really lose all faith in Roberto Luongo. Like, this was the last stand.
Well,
he was playing well. He's like, you know what? I don't care. This is the Blackhawks are going to make him look bad. And then after that, I've had to listen to his hockey crap for the last 6 years.